going on, man? It's your boy Tony B2Wild, man. We checking in right now on the Sneak This podcast. We over here in SneakerCon Phoenix right now, and we just chopping it up with the fam, man. What's going on?
So, Phoenix, Arizona.
What was that?
Have you been here before, Phoenix?
Nah, never
first
been to
time?
Phoenix. Yeah, first
How long
time.
You been out here right now?
I got here last night.
Word?
Yeah, the plane flights and everything was extremely crazy trying to get out here, man. Like, I guess you got spring break, you got some baseball games, spring.
Everything.
Like, it's like tons of stuff going on right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
How
crazy.
You like it?
It's good. It's hot, but it's not that hot. It's not. See,
nah.
You know,
y'all came at the right time when it's warming up.
We're used to humidity in Atlanta.
Yeah,
so it's like sweating, but like, I hear it's just dry heat, so you can handle a little bit better.
We always talk to the homie Mike Rich. You
know? Sure, yeah.
He's always upping you and everything like that.
Yeah,
we
man.
Just started getting into your videos recently.
Word, so. Yeah. Mike Rich, man, that's the homie, man.
Yeah, that's the super homie.
It's
Mike
good.
Rich, Mike Rich is good dude.
It's good to have another person out there in Atlanta, you know,
right.
Doing the same thing because it was lonely for a good minute.
Right.
It's lonely. Everybody, like, you got, you know, Kice and all them. They got L.A. crew members, you know. And it's
you,
good.
You cool with them? And
Yeah. I'm really good with them, man. Those my boys, man. They're my people.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't know if there was anything, you know. Some people like, some people, you know.
I'm cool with everybody, man, honestly.
Okay.
Everybody, you know.
So let's talk about the South. It seemed like the South is still super heavy on Jordans.
Yeah, we're still super heavy. You know, you can walk into any store really and get any type of NMD you want, really. I mean, some of the limited ones you can have some trouble with, but it's easy to pick up NMDs in the South. It's like Adidas and the Boost and all that. It's easy. I've caught tons of, like, you know, Ultra Boost cargo, stuff that's sold out easy just walking in because, you know, everybody's on the Jordans and stuff right now. And still, you know, the South, we used to be very far back, but we're catching up. We're ahead of our time in some areas, though.
Right. So, how you get started?
Really, man, I was always doing like music videos for a lot of artists coming up. Like, I've done stuff with 21 Savage. I did some thing with Young Thug.
Oh, really?
Benzino. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff like when I was like 19. You know, I was doing the stuff. These artists were like Savage. I know Savage for a long time, you know, and I was doing music videos. Always had sneakers, but I saw there was a outlet on there and I just like, oh, let me hop on this. You know what I'm saying? Let me hop on with this. And I did. And I just started doing that. People started giving me good feedback. And we just went on from there. And it just popped and became what it is today.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
So how's it? So how's this turnout been? I know you've been you went to Lauderdale. You went to NYC.
Yeah.
How's this compared to, like, I mean, this crowd, obviously, it's died down a little bit now. But, like,
it
how
was
the vibe
bigger than
today?
It was bigger than I expected. It was bigger than Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're
Cleveland
hearing.
Cleveland was bigger though than like even Atlanta.
Oh, I heard Cleveland was cracking.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on that day.
It was
day.
Snowing too, right?
Nah, it snowed on Monday.
Okay.
So like we thought Cleveland might have been smaller, but like it looked ridiculous out there.
Yeah, nah, it was a little insane.
It almost looked like it would have been like unenjoyable. It was so crazy.
I enjoyed it, yeah. Well, like, speaking from my perspective, when we're able to have a table, people come to us, it's better. Whereas, like, if I was to have to walk through the crowd with no table, and everybody's constantly wanting to take pictures or, you know, it gets kind of hectic, you know? Because I want to please everybody, so when we have our own thing and everybody wants, it's easier that way to handle stuff.
Right.
You know?
How does that feel to just, you step out somewhere and everybody knows you?
It's definitely different. Cause I'm just myself. You know?
Right.
I'm just a normal person at the end of the day. But it's good to know that you have an impact on people, and that's
Absolutely.
The main thing. Like I didn't know what I was put on this earth to do for a long time. And I'm not saying that it's gonna be YouTube, but I can say that I have an impact on people. Like I can make people feel good. So,
Absolutely.
So I figured that out, you know, and I'm just using that to do right at the end of the day, and I'm going to continue doing that.
So, I mean, is it like that, like, day to day, or like you go to the mall and people recognize you?
Yeah.
Or is it more like you come here? And
I get it in the mall. I get it a lot of places. I get it when I might go out and eat my mom or something. People be like, what's up? So
crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
How hard is it to, like, start merchandise and all that? Because your merchandise around here seems to be one of the most popular. That
your merchandise
jacket,
around here, merchandise is fire.
That
Thank
jacket,
you,
is
yeah.
Those jackets
so
are
one,
fire.
So one thing about Phoenix, we always sell around the same number. Phoenix, we sold out. Like, basically, like, we only have small and everything.
Really?
Like, Phoenix is one of the best selling of the merch we ever did.
Wow.
When we sell it at the place, we get a lot of sales. But when we sell it online, it's gone. You know? But, like, here, the people online ain't finna get nothing. But, like, you're gonna get a couple smalls or something, you know? Wow. So, merch, like, that-wise, you know, they showed out.
That coach's jacket is fire.
Yeah,
playing.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And,
any advice or tip you could give young YouTubers, even ourselves? We're just starting out.
Yeah,
we're about to pull up on a year. Anything advice you could give?
So, I would say honestly, right now it's way tougher than. And forgive me, I'm on my phone because we're about to drop something at 5 and like right now. So I'm doing multitasking, but it's definitely tough to do it now than it was before.
So
I give props to anybody who's able to do it like that because it ain't easy now.
Because
you got so many, so many people doing it. But I would say that just if you got the personality, you're gonna win regardless.
Yeah.
So make sure if you're gonna do it, don't try to be like anybody else. Be yourself, and if yourself is a gravitation to other people, you're gonna do right. You're gonna be straight. Merch and all that, it just comes along with it. I mean, he was one of the. I say Kais was the first person to sell merch, so we came right after him doing it because we already have a clothing line.
Right.
So we was like, you know what? We might as well sell our merch. We'll be out
Absolutely.
Here. And it just flowed. You know, it just worked.
Well, that's dope, man. Well, we definitely appreciate you sitting with us for the time.
No problem, man. No problem.
We know you got people waiting for you and stuff like that, but
no problem.
Any advice that we can get?
You got boots to go buy.
Yeah.
And any advice you know we could give our listeners and stuff like that, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Like, if you're listening and you want to do. Don't use my story as only for YouTube. Like, let it be something in general. Like, there's so many different ways to gravitate. Like I said, a podcast. You got YouTube. You got people do stuff on Instagram, whatever it may be. Like, don't let your dreams, like, don't let nobody stop you from what you want to do in your dreams. Not everybody gonna understand. My parents don't understand what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
They don't know how I'm doing what I'm doing. But not everybody gonna understand that. And like I said, your parents might not even understand that.
We get that all the time. They're like, how can you talk about sneakers for almost 2 hours?
Yeah.
How could you do it? I'm like, if you come to something like this, you can see
that same way that rappers talk about pill popping for 24 hours.
Same thing.
I mean, it makes them money.
I'm like, we go to regular 9-to-5s.
Yeah.
So when we get together and talk sneakers, we love it.
It's like an outlet.
Exactly.
So it's an outlet. But like we said, we appreciate you coming through. We know
you're
probably. Thank you very much.
No problem, man.
Appreciate
man, if y'all ever want to give me a call and do something over the phone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have Skype set up, everything.
Reach out to me, man. I'm always, look. Tons of people hit me a lot of time by, hey, give me a shout out. Dude. I'm going to see. Whenever anybody hit me about a podcast, I'm always down to talk, man.
Oh,
always
dope.
Down. So reach out to me. Email me. Email me. I sneak this podcast. I heard you guys before, so I'm familiar with it. So y'all want to set up something and do something again, we can actually
absolutely.
Sit down.
We'd love to have you on a full episode.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Absolutely, bro.
All right,
appreciate you.
No problem, man.
Appreciate it, man.